I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has unveiled a plan to start buying up toxic assets from troubled American banks. World markets jumped with joy, and Europe stocks had their best day in more than a month. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones had its best day of the year. Investors like the idea behind the Geithner plan. It's designed to get bad debts like those dodgy mortgages off the books of troubled American banks and to get credit flowing again. President Obama says he's very confident the plan will work, but as the world's Matthew Bell reports, it's a plan with plenty of risk.
The key to Geithner's plan is the public-private partnership. Private investors are being asked to team up with the federal government to purchase the troubled assets from banks that are preventing them from lending as usual. President Obama said the plan is part of his administration's overall strategy to address the financial crisis and that it's working.
We believe that this is one more element that is going to be absolutely critical in getting credit flowing again. It's not going to happen overnight. There's still great fragility in the financial systems, but we think that we are moving in the right direction.
But there are big risks here. Doug Redeker is a global finance expert at the New America Foundation in Washington. He says it's not clear if private investors will want to put money into these toxic assets. And even if they do, Redeker says taxpayer money will cover most of the downside risk if the investments go bad.
So let's say an investor puts in $10. The U.S. government helps finance the other $90 of a $100 asset purchase. If the value of that asset goes down by $11, the investor does lose that $10, but that's all they lose. If the asset goes down by $20 or $30, the U.S. government is bearing that risk. Conversely, if the asset appreciates in value, then the U.S. government and the investor both share in that upside. So there's upside potential for both, but there's a lot more downside potential for the U.S. government and the taxpayer than there is for the private investor.
After the AIG bonuses caused so much public outrage, Redeker says private investors are also wary of putting themselves in the position of profiting on the back of the government bailout. And he says they might just stay away from this program. Then there's a question about the bank's willingness to let these debts go at the reduced prices set by the market. Sebastian Malaby is an economics expert at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says Geithner's plan is to assume at least $500 billion of bad assets from the banks, but that might not be enough.
Even if it was doubled in size, as the Treasury is talking about, to $1 trillion, there would still be an awful lot of bad assets left on the balance sheets of the banks. And it's a bit of a leap of faith to suppose that once the government kickstarts the process of working out those bad assets, the market will do the rest by itself.
That's because there could be more than $2 trillion of bad assets out there. Malaby says the Obama administration is attempting to send a message with this program to the financial capitals of the rest of the world.
There's been a dynamic leading up to the G20 summit of heads of state in London on April the 2nd, whereby, you know, the U.S. side has wanted to talk about more stimulus for the global economy. The Europeans have said no. We need to talk about fixing the U.S. financial system first. That's what caused the problem. That's what we've got to do first. So there's been a bit of a diplomatic standoff over that issue. And for the U.S. to get what it wants in terms of more deficit spending, more stimulus out of Europe, it needs to show some progress on fixing the banks in the U.S.
Success of the program depends on many variables, says economics professor Mauro Guillén at the University of Pennsylvania.
It's a gargantuan task that we have ahead of us. You know, it's going to be very, very time-consuming. It's going to require, quite frankly, a lot of talent on the part of the federal agencies and the private financial companies who, you know, become part of this program. And above all, it's going to require a little bit of patience.
What the administration doesn't have a lot of, however, is time. With each passing month, job losses around the globe are mounting, including hundreds of thousands of them in this country. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.